warm welcome to ICICI Direct and Money Control present Path to Financial Freedom. In this special podcast series, we bring you exclusive insights to help you navigate the financial markets with confidence and make informed decisions. In today's podcast, we'll focus on how to optimize your short-term trades with Dharmesh Shah, Head of Technical Research at ICICI Direct. Let's dive straight in. Welcome, Dharmesh.
Yeah.
They say research is the backbone of everything you do, not just in life, but of course, not just in the markets, but everything in life.
Yes.
And research plays such an important role in navigating through the ups and downs and the volatility and in also mitigating your risk, etc. So today when we start, we want to talk about technical analysis, an introduction perhaps to technical analysis for those who are interested in short-term trading.
Yeah. So good morning and thank you for inviting me on Money Control. Yes, definitely. I think so. Technicals is something the most important part. If you look in the today's fast world of trading, I think so. There is a lot of opportunities if you're on the right side of the track. But you're on the, if you're on the wrong side of the track, maybe you may lose on the higher side.
Mm-hmm.
So I think so. Technical help you to predict the future price performance based on the historical data.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yes, technicals are something which is much most important in today's fast world of trading. And I think so, you need to adopt the market dynamics. I think so, that help you in taking the new patterns, which helps you in navigating the current complexity of the financial mm-hmm. world. So yes, technicals, we believe, I think so, it's more important for short term, not only for the short term, but from the medium term perspective also. I think so, it helps you to understand the market sentiment. I think so, that is the most important. I think so, in technicals, it looks like it gives you the emotions of the investors, of the traders, how the things
right.
are panning out in India. So yes, overall, I think so, believe technicals as a whole should be important for the short-term traders, not only from the short-term perspective, but also from the medium-term to long-term perspective. Also, I believe technicals is most important.
What sort of technical analysis tools do you then recommend? How can moving averages or RSI be used effectively in short-term trades?
Yes, for the short-term traders, there are lots of indicators. But I think so, we should focus on the few indicators, I think so,
right.
that works over a period of time. So here you have two to three types of indicators. One is something, a trend indicator. Second is momentum, and third is volatility indicators. So when coming to trend indicators and momentum, I think so, you have something like RSI, relative strength index, you have moving average, you have oscillators, you have ADX, you have many others like to talk for Bollinger band mm-hmm. or something like the stochastics, which works fast stochastics, slow stochastics. But there have to be a combination of everything. So you cannot only use the moving average as a whole. Putting only a single indicator can sometimes give you the false signals. So you should have the combination of all these indicators. I think so. Use moving average along with RSI. Now, moving average shows you what? It indicates you the trend of the market.
Hmm.
Whether the stock is above 200 days is a positive, or stock is above the 50 days in the strong momentum. So it gives the indicator of a momentum. Apart from that, you again use the RSI signals with moving average. What is RSI? RSI tells you about what? The stock is overbought or oversold. It gives you the entry and the exit point. So combination of moving average with RSI and a combination of volume parameters. Again, volume is something the utmost important.
True.
It indicates you the participation happening in the market. So yes, volume parameter, combination of moving average and RSI may filter out your false signals and may give you the better results in terms of short-term opportunities. So I believe, I think so, most of these indicators like momentum, Bollinger band or volatility indicators or even trend indicator like ADX to talk for. ADX indicates you the strength of the market. I think so, it indicates a value of ADX above 25 something, a bullish signal.
Hmm.
A value of ADX below 25 shows you the bearish signal. Maybe the trend is weakening.
Right.
So we believe, I think so, all these combinations of indicators will get you the better results.
Hmm. You know, they always say that you are watching the market trends, you're following news.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now you have these very effective tools, AI tools that are also helping you understand the whole market functioning.
Yes.
But then there is a very important aspect, which is the sentiment.
Yes.
You know, how do market reacts to a poly crisis, or how are people as a collective in a market reacting? What is the best way? Is there a way to gauge it? How do people operate when it is as volatile as people and situation sentiments.
So to better show you the result, I think so in our Gujarati, we always used to say, Bhav Bhagwan che. So price is God.
Right.
So you have to accept what the market say. It's like a weather, whether you like it or not, you have to accept it, whether it's hot or cold.
I like it. Bhav Bhagwan che.
Yes. So Bhav Bhagwan che likes weather, whether you like it or not, whether it's a cold or hot,
it's
you
have to accept control.
It. So market is something which you have to accept it. This is the first thumb rule. Second is sentiment. Now, coming to sentiment, again, I would believe, I think so, most important is the price performance. Just to give you the example of COVID 2019, when March 23rd market tanked to 7,500 on the Nifty, I think so, people were lost everything. I think there was no tomorrow. It looks like everything is finished. But there were something indicators in technicals, I would say, which shows you that no, market is looking for something else. And in a span of 1 week, you see market bouncing back to 9,500. So here what is coming? Sentiment is too bearish. Nobody wants to buy. And let me tell you one thing, that in technicals, bad news are always a good time to buy. And good news is always a good time to sell. So here exactly the pan out thing. Same with the Russian-Ukraine war. When the war was declared, market tanked 17%. People were no hope, I think, so market will not move in a big hurry.
Right.
But things are something different. Market bottom on those news. Same is with the crude oil price. On the back of crude oil, Russian-Ukraine war, crude went to 125, but that was the top for the crude. So good news is the best time to sell.
True.
Bad news always make the market bottom. And if you look at the historical data of Indian stock market, you go to 9/11 world trade war, where the attack happened, World Trade Center.
Yes.
That was the final bottom for the market. 2019, when the corporate tax cut happened, I think so, first time in India, I think so, that was the bottom for the market. From there, the market has nothing to see. We have one side on the higher side. But yes, sentiment plays important role. So to understand the sentiment, you understand the emotions of the investors. I think so, that is the most important thing, which I believe. I think so, that is comes into price performance. So even if the company comes out with the bad numbers of some numbers and the price don't correct, it means, I think so, most of the things are getting priced in.
Right.
So in technical, one thing is very important, I think so, price factors in much ahead of the event. So buy on bad news and sell on good news is something, the good sentiment to understand. Yes, but definitely I think so, price performance, I believe it's the utmost important. Emotions, feelings are the things one should definitely look out when you talk for sentiment. And once the sentiment is bullish, to understand the sentiment, you need to also understand the trend of the market. When the trend is bullish and the sentiment is also supporting you, I think so, that indicates you to go on the higher side. Like in our Gujarati also we say, कि जब आप कोई लेव छो का कोई भी वस्तु बाई करो छो तो अगर ये वधे छे तो और ऐड करवानो, यू शुड ऐड मोर इफ इट इज सेलिंग,
करेक्ट, या या
द प्राइस इज कमिंग डाउन एंड डोंट एवरेज ऑन द फॉलिंग प्राइस, ऑलवेज एवरेज ऑन द हायर प्राइस. सो दैट इज अगेन अ सेंटीमेंट,
राइट,
दैट द प्राइस डजंट वांट टू कम डाउन, यू वांट टू बाय एट अ हायर प्राइस, गिव्स यू द कॉन्फिडेंस, आई थिंक सो. सो इट्स ऑल अबाउट द सेंटीमेंट, trend indicator, technicals and fundamentals all putting together, I think so, give you better result. I can put in one way that techno funda is something the one should definitely look out for. Good technical setup supported by good fundamentals, quality stocks, good business model will give you the better result compared to just only single technical set.
Wonderful. Techno funda. This podcast is giving us a lot of gyan. Coming from the Gujarati acumen and of course looking at the markets so wonderfully that you do. Talking about the risk and reward ratio, can you explain the concept and how that can be set for every trade?
Yeah, I think so. Risk reward is, I think so, something important for the short-term traders. I think so, most of the people make the mistake, I think so, they don't keep the stop losses. Because we are always emotional. Nobody wants to cut in loss. The first rule of short term or for the trading is you should learn to cut your losses. And we as an investor across, we also make the same mistake. I think sometimes because emotions are something which guides our mind. So the feeling, we never sell in losses. I think so, the most important part is, I think so, in technicals or in trading is to keep the stop losses. You should know your loss. You should first understand your risk taking appetite. How much risk I can take.
Right.
And mostly, if you are, even if you have a profitable share, but if your strike rate is less than 50%, you will be on the loss side. So better, I think so, it's two is to one should be the risk reward. Keep a proper risk reward and then play with the stop losses. I think so, that is something the most important part. Because if you look at the current trading, or even if you look at the history of the stock market, most of the people lose because they don't keep the stop losses in trading. If you keep the stop losses, maybe once or twice it may get triggered, but it can save you sometimes 20 to 40%. To give you example, for many stocks where the company are no more, people just hold on the emotions. One day the price will come back. But that is something you need to understand. You need to churn out. You need to come out from those companies and go for the better quality of stocks. So I think so, risk reward is something, it's more related to stop losses. It's more related to your emotions. You should definitely cut in losses. I think so, the first trading load. It's like diabetes. If you have a diabetes and you doctor tell you to cut your finger, it is better to cut the finger rather than the whole body getting diabetes.
Correct.
So it's something, cut the losses and be on the higher side. Go for good quality stocks, I think. So that is something what I will learn. If you have in your portfolio 10 of junk companies, sell it off and go for the good quality. I think so, that may be paying you the better reward going forward.
Makes
so
sense.
It's something, stop loss is something, I think so, 2:1. And again, I would say the strike rate, I think so, you should also learn how to trail your profits. I think so, that is most important part. Because most of the time what happens when you buy a certain thing at 10 rupees, it goes to 15 rupees. Generally, people have a behavior from 15 to it comes to 16, now you sell it off everything. You should try to trail your stop losses. I think so, this is something, a dynamic way to look out. If you bought at 10 and the price is 20, book 50% at 16 rupees. Remaining 50%, you trail your stop loss to 13 rupees. If it goes to 25, 30, you're on the better side.
Yeah.
Worst come worst is what? If it comes back to 13, your stop losses will get.
Correct.
But something is coming into your house.
Yeah.
But the better way to look at the risk reward is stop losses, and also try to learn, trail your stop losses in terms of profits.
For first time traders, what does a diversified portfolio look like?
I think so, it should be the combination of everything. I think so, not only equity. It should be FD, bonds, gold, I think so, commodities, I think so, the one. It should not be, it's something like, don't put all your eggs in a single basket. I think so. That is something important to, you should diversify your portfolio. And but yeah, definitely looking at the current trend, I think so, equity should be around. I'm not a smart expert in terms of investment. But yeah, definitely equity is something the most, utmost important for you to look out. But for the first time trader, I would definitely look, say that look from the investment perspective. Don't go from the short term trading.
Right.
Why? Because if your first or second trade goes into loss, maybe your confidence level may go down.
True.
So definitely you should look from the investment perspective. Look at the market behavior. Do the paper trading, I think. So that is the best way to learn. Go for paper trading. If you look something good, go for paper trading. Write down in your book, I bought at Swing Pro, so price, it has expected my target or stop loss. And once your confidence get built up, once your patterns are starting giving you the results, I think so, that is a better way to go in terms of trading. But directly jumping into trading just because others are doing, I should also make the money.
Yeah.
It's always a long side. So better to do paper trading. And for the first time investor, definitely you should diversify your portfolio in terms of FDs, commodities, gold and bonds and all those parts.
You already partly answered my next question, which is, what are the most common mistakes that new short-term traders make? I think one is not having a diversified portfolio that we spoke about. But other than that, what are some of the things that one has to keep in mind when they are starting?
So the most important, what I learned in my 30 years, is lack of planning. There's a lack of planning. I think so, before coming to trading, I think so, you should have a proper trading platform, proper trading plan. Do your homework, I think so.
Right.
If I'm a trader, I think so, market close at 3:30. Go up for scanning of all those stocks in the charts. Do this proper scanning. Come out with the scanning with good numbers of stocks. Go for those stocks. Look at the levels, resistance, support for the next day. I think so. So proper homework of a list of the stocks should be ready before the market opens. So sometimes what happens, people don't have those plan. I think so, they directly jump into the market. Aaj kisi ne bola lene ka to le lene ka. So don't go by the crowd. Go by your own scanning filter process. Second is something, the stop losses. Again, I would say, most common mistake people make, they don't keep the stop losses. I think so, you should understand your risk-taking appetite.
Right.
You should be able to manage your risk. You should be able to manage your profits, I would say, better way. I think so, managing profit is something, a capital management, I would say, trail your stop losses. So keep stop losses. Be less emotional. I think so. Most of the people in Indian investors are emotions. So emotions sometimes governs our mind and we don't sell it off. As I said, that you should learn to cut in losses. So less emotions. Again, I would say that don't follow the crowd. Don't be too over leverage. I think so. That is the most important part in today's generation. I think so. People get too over leveraged.
Yeah.
They commit. They don't have those risk taking appetite, but they leverage 10 times, 15 times. And once the market get panic, they wash it out on all the sector. So I believe, I think so, less leverage, lack of planning, not keeping stop losses, getting too much emotions. Don't follow the crowd. I think so. The most mistake we do, I think so, we follow the crowd. Kisne bola tip to le liya. I think so, that is something one should definitely avoid in terms of trading.
Also, your confidence sort of shatters when very early into it, you make those mistakes.
Exactly.
And then you wash your hands off and say, karna hi nahi hai.
And but the most important, I believe, is that people don't keep stop losses, and that is a thing, but getting too much of leverage, and that happens during the bull market.
Right.
जब सब चलता है ना तो सबको लगता है कि मैं पूरा छाप लूंगा, पर वैसा होता नहीं है. यू हैव टू टेक योर रिस्क टेकिंग एपेटाइट. डोंट अंडरस्टैंड कैपिटल एलोकेशन इज समथिंग मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट व्हिच आई बिलीव वन शुड हैव. यू शुड हैव 30-40% ऑफ इन टर्म्स ऑफ लिवरेज. अंडरस्टैंड दैट वन थिंग, इवन इफ आई एम मेकिंग लॉस, दैट शुड नॉट अफेक्ट माई डेली पर्सनल लाइफ. आई थिंक सो. माई जो मेरी हैबिट से रहने की, वो मेरी इम्पैक्ट नहीं करनी चाहिए. दैट इज आई थिंक सो द वन थिंग वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड, एंड विच मोस्ट पीपल मेक्स द मिस्टेक एंड दे लॉस्ट इट आउट एवरीथिंग एंड फाइनली एंड अप्स ऑन द लॉसेस. सो आई थिंक सो यू आपको वही ध्यान में रखना है कि भाई घर चलाना है, सब कुछ है, मेरी जो रोज की हैबिट है उतना मैं पैसा बचा के रखूँ, बाद में जो भी बचेगा वो मैं ट्रेडिंग कर लूँ, चलेगा.
2025 is upon us. A lot of people are going to make new financial resolutions and goals. What is one parting thought that you want to leave our viewers with?
I think so. The most important is stay invested. I think so. I think so. Equity, we believe, I think so, there's a long way to go for the market. Just starting, we had a target of 50,000 for the Nifty by 2030. So I think so, the most important is not investing in equity market is the biggest risk I see right
true.
Now. So be invested, I think so, and I believe, I think so, we are in the structural bull market and there are many good days to come.
That's a very positive note to end our podcast on. Thank you so much, Dharmesh, for your time and for all the insights.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps up this insightful conversation on how to optimize your short-term trades with Dharmesh. We hope the strategies and tips shared today help you navigate the markets more effectively and achieve your financial goals. Stay tuned for the next episode of ICICI Direct and Money Control present Path to Financial Freedom, where we will bring you more expert advice to empower your financial journey. Until then, happy trading and thank you for joining us.
ICICI Direct and Money Control present Path to Financial Freedom.